our town.
Hello, neighbors, and welcome back to Nightmare Town. We are Betty Boom.
And I'm Andemonium.
And it's our birthday!
Yay! I can't believe it's our birthday. Yes. Take number three.
It's our third birthday. We've had tried doing this three times. It's been a thing.
But the technical deities do not like us.
They don't. All the things hate us right now. So anyway, I mean, all the magic from yesterday's recording, it just doesn't feel the same. But it is a very special episode because this is our birthday and we're super excited about it. We are 3 years old.
We're adults now.
Yes.
Kind of.
Good. But before we jump into the podcast, I actually wanted to do a quick announcement here at the beginning because I forgot to do this yesterday and I'm kind of happy this part happened.
Good.
So I was recently on another podcast, and so we just want to say a quick hello to TJ over at the Pick Me podcast, and if you guys wanted to go listen to my interview, that would be super cool, but you don't have to. I love you anyway.
But you should go listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it's great. It was a very good interview.
Thank you. But anyway, it is now time for us to jump into this podcast, and I'm super freaking ecstatic for it.
Me too.
Amanda, would you like to tell everyone what we are covering on our birthday episode, as we kind of hinted at it a few times?
Yes, if you've not figured it out yet, we have deemed this cast the Buffy cast because we are talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Guys. Okay. So, I have a little spiel that I wrote out, as is my nature. And if you are okay with it, I'm going to read it.
Please read it. I'm ready to hear it.
All right. So, this episode will contain spoilers because Buffy came out in 1997. If you guys have not seen it, you need to pause this, go watch all 7 seasons, and then come back.
It won't take long.
No. It's only 144 episodes.
Only.
Only. But I have always wanted to do this, and I'm super excited to get to do it here. All right, I gotta get my deep voice. Into every generation, a slayer is born. One girl in all the world, a chosen one. She alone will wield the strength and skill to fight the vampires, demons, and the forces of darkness. To stop the spread of their evil and the swell of their number. She is the Slayer.
I love your spiel.
Thank you. It was not mine at all. It is verbatim the beginning of every episode.
That makes me want to jump into the theme song.
The guitar riff.
That nice guitar riff.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a show that ran from 1997 to 2003, written and directed by Joss Whedon. Over its 7 seasons, it has had an extensive cast, but the main group, the Scooby Gang, as they are called in the show, consists of Buffy Summers, Willow Rosenberg, Xander Harris, and Rupert Rippert Giles, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, Allison Hannigan, Nicholas Brendan, and Anthony Head. Over the course of the show, others have entered and exited the group, all of them being just as important as the core group. Characters like Angel, David Boreas, Cordelia Chase, Charisma Carpenter, Joyce Summers, Kristen Sutherland, Oz, Seth Green, Spike, James Masters, Dawn Summers, Michelle Trechenberg, Anya, Emma Caulfield, Faith, Eliza Dushku, and again, I'm so sorry if that's not how you pronounce your last name. I love you. You're wonderful. Wesley Wyndham Price, Alexis Denisoff, and Tara McClay, Amber Benson. And those are just to name a few. That isn't even covering reoccurring extras and minor characters or the various baddies Buffy had to deal with, all while figuring out not only her teen years in high school, but later when she was in college and figuring out just that life shit. When Buffy first aired, it was actually a sequel to a 1992 movie by the same name, and the movie was campy, and honestly, it was just bad.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's It's not great.
Yep. But it is also hilarious and definitely worth a watch. But because the movie didn't do so well in the box offices, there wasn't a lot of hope for the show. Whedon has stated in interviews that he didn't think they would make it past the first season, but Buffy soon gathered a cult following and survived. But this episode is not to tell you about the history of the show that is so near and dear to our hearts. We are here to discuss our favorite episodes, baddies, and some of the creepiest things shown on daytime television in the early 2000s, not to mention some Buffy facts. So, Amanda, will you please tell me your top five creepiest episodes?
Absolutely. Let me pull them up. Okay, so I don't have my top five creepy in any particular order. It was just kind of as I was remembering them because I had to go back and give myself kind of a refresher and rewatch a bunch of episodes and read some synopses because it's been several years since I've watched this show. But it was one of my favorites for a long time. So without further ado, my first creepy episode choice is Season 3's Episode 11, Gingerbread. So what was creepy to me about it, because it's not a particularly like super scary one, but because basically of Buffy and Willow's mom being convinced to and almost killing both Buffy and Willow when they realize they're a slayer and a witch, and that the little kids, which are actually a demon in disguise, is responsible for it. So, yeah, that wins as, like, my, one of my top five creepy ones, because, like, just the moms turning on the girls like that was...
It wasn't just the moms, like, it was a mob mentality. And it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, the entire town was just like, hey, fuck you, we're gonna kill you now.
Yeah.
We're gonna burn you at the stake.
Yeah, they literally had them tied to stakes, like, ready to burn them, like...
On fire.
Like, it was just, it was very creepy in that matter of, like, everybody hates me.
And it's not just that, but it was also, you know, that's where we get Amy the Rat.
Ah, yes. I forgot about Amy the Rat, actually.
How can you forget about Amy the Rat?
I don't know how I forgot about her.
Buffy pulling up her stake and killing the demon, just be like, did I get it? Did I get it?
So my next favorite one is season 1, episode 10, Nightmares, which I've seen this one on a bunch of lists. But that one, it's just plain creepy because, like, the other characters' manifestations of fear are scary, but, like, the ugly man in particular is like a nightmare version of little Billy's actual baseball coach who beat him after losing a game.
So,
yes.
Nightmares is also on my list of creepiest, so I think we should need to just tag team this one.
That sounds good. We can tag team that one.
All right. But yeah, no, Billy was beaten to death by his, or not to death, almost.
Almost. I mean, he was in a coma. But,
yeah. And this kid was maybe 11?
Yeah, he was very young.
And it was after a Little League game, and his
coach, Little League.
Little League. Like, children's baseball. And, yeah, he beat him into a coma. And that caused all kinds of bad stuff.
Yeah, so, like, I remember watching it, and, like, the ugly man was, like, creepy enough, you know, as is. And the other monsters, like, was it Giles with the clown? Was that him?
No, that was Xander.
Xander. Okay, I couldn't remember who was afraid of the clown. The clown was creepy, but yeah, like, whenever we found that out, that, like, that's where the ugly man came from, I was like, he is an ugly man, and he's terrifying, and I hate him.
Yeah, because Willow's biggest fear was performing in front of people.
Yeah.
And, like, she didn't know her lines. She was literally just shoved onto a stage. Xander's was the clown. Giles was Buffy dying,
Oh, that's right.
and Buffy's was being turned into a vampire.
And that she was responsible for her parents' divorce too, right?
Yep.
That was one of them. Because her dad, like, comes and her dad's like,
which is the
this
last
is
time
your
we ever see
fault.
him.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, what was it? Oh, it was so sad because he was like, can we just stop pretending that either one of us wants to do this? And she was so excited about his visit. Oh, my heart.
Yeah, that was just a creepy and heart-wrenching all-in-one.
And we never see him again.
No.
Like, that's how they get rid of Mr. Summers. I don't think we even know his first name.
I don't think so, no.
Huh. I call him Roy.
Season 2's episode 18 also makes my list. That is Killed by Death.
God damn it!
I see we're on the same page. So yeah, from basically the monster Der Kindestad, which doesn't that stand for child death, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
From him, like, basically leaning over kids with high fevers, which is reminiscent to the old hag often seen during sleep paralysis.
Also called Lilith.
Yes. And the, like, kind of twist that that's what killed Buffy's cousin, because Buffy's in the hospital due to the flu, and she kind of sees the monster. But, like, her mom was like, no, she doesn't like hospitals because, like, she was in the room when her cousin died. And, like, just
flashbacks.
The flashback of, like, little Buffy in the hospital room with her cousin, and her cousin is like, you know, dying.
Screaming.
But
in terror.
Buffy can't see. I'm just going to call him the monster so I don't keep butchering the name, Der Kindestad. But, like, Buffy can't see it, and so she was helpless to do anything. And so, like, starts killing kids in this hospital. And so Buffy takes, like, a serum or something to, like, get a really high fever.
She takes the virus. Like,
that's right. Yeah, it was
they
like
go
an
to the
inoculation,
doctor's office.
Basically.
Yeah, they go to the doctor because her fever had broke. She was about to get out of the hospital.
That's right.
And she couldn't do that because she needed to go and take care of this monster that was killing kids. And so she and Willow wind up in the doctor's office, and she's just about to down the like, just down it.
Yeah.
And Willow, like, I love this part of Willow, because she's like, that will fucking kill
you. Yeah,
she's
like, no.
You have to dilute it, and she puts, like, in a petri dish with some water, and then, yeah. The frogs!
Oh, yeah, she's like, I have frogs on me!
Because
like,
they almost get caught by security, and the security is, and... So, yeah, Willow pretends that she's having a hallucination about frogs attacking her.
And then they're like, we don't need to worry about her. We need to catch the other girl.
And then she's like, the frogs are gone.
Yeah. And, like, so Buffy heads to the basement, which is where all the kids are. And
because they went to hide.
Yeah, hide, because they're like, oh, my God, this thing.
Which
kill
looks
us all.
Like a dollar store Freddy Krueger.
Now that you describe it that way, I can completely see that, yes.
Yep. Dollar store Freddy Krueger. Which, even a dollar store Freddy Krueger is a no thank you very much for me.
Yes. But, so, that's probably my, like, top creepiest one. But we'll move on to Season 1, Episode 9, The Puppet Show. Hi, Keith! This is mainly because of Sid the Dummy, because dummies who are alive will forever be scary to me. Like, Night of the Living Dummy scared me. We all know animatronics. I hate them. Like, Chuck E. Cheese and them. Fascinated by them, but they are just terrifying things that should not be. even though, like, Sid the Dummy ends up being not the villain in this and was only hunting Buffy because he thought she was a demon, and I love that moment when they're both trying to kill each other and they're both like, wait, what? Because she thought he was the demon and he thought she was, and then they team up or whatever. But, you know, the organ harvesting was also creepy. The demon was, like, getting brains and a heart and all of that thing. Like, a really creepy kind of, like, mix of Wizard of Oz people. Like, I need this heart and I need this brain. And
and we almost lost Giles.
Yes, that too.
And also, who would have assumed it was the magician kid?
Right?
Look at it, you, Amanda.
I'm completely innocent. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Got into magic in high school. You're a demon, aren't you?
Shh.
Oh, gods.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't put it on a podcast for whoever wants to listen to it.
Why do you think I'm so into creepy things?
What?
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 Nothing. Moving on. That was perfect.
It really was.
Season 4, episode 10. I know that this one is overrated, but this is Hush.
God damn it. So, another one.
But like the gentleman, like just imagine you're being attacked by some scary gliding motherfucker and you can't even scream out for help because they have stolen your voice. Like, it's just flat out creepy. The way this was filmed like a silent film was amazing. Love the moment when I believe it's Xander tries to call Buffy and they're trying to talk and Spike is sitting tied up in a chair. It's actually one of his scenes from the intro where he's tied in the chair and does the like kind of peace sign thing. He's like, really, you thought that would work, calling somebody, we can't talk? But it was just a great episode.
Also, that's the first time we have a Buffy and Riley kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, like, I like Riley as a person, but I didn't see that going anywhere.
Yeah.
Especially but... when she threw him, because he was like, hit me as hard as you can. She was like, okay.
All right. You forget I'm super strong, but okay. But yeah, so that's, like I said, I know that's probably an overrated one, but it's overrated for a reason. It's a great...
Because it's fantastic.
It's just amazing. And, like, this jumps into fun fact territory, but I heard that Whedon actually, like, had a nightmare, like, had a dream, mm-hmm. basically, which was the inspiration for The Gentlemen.
And not only did, like, was... that just a phenomenal episode, but this is also a fun fact. But he basically decided to do that he was bored with what he was doing, because he was basically, okay, monster, she kills him, put Willow in danger.
Funny thing happens.
Yeah, formulated. And so he was like, well, I wonder if I could do an episode where there's no talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a challenge to himself and to the actors, and that's why Hush was even a thing. But it's, no, that's also on my top.
I'm going to say that one got nominated for an Emmy, so I mean,
yeah,
it's the only episode. That one is actually
my top creepiest one, because we have the same brain sometimes, and we keep picking the same fucking episodes.
Hive mind. Anyway, so what are your top five creepy episodes?
Well, you already know three of them.
Yes, yeah, so what are your other ones, your other two?
So my fifth one that I, because I did mine five to one. So my fifth one was Out of Mind, Out of Sight. It's from season 1, episode 11. And it is the episode where the girl, it's the invisible girl episode. And so in one of the first episodes that we really get a good look at the character that is Cordelia Chase, she is being essentially hunted by an invisible girl who wants to make an example out of her during the homecoming dance by slicing up Cordy's pretty face. This episode was creepy to me because I feel like everyone has had some point in their life where they felt invisible, but of course in Sunnydale, feeling invisible will eventually lead you to actually becoming invisible.
Yes.
Thanks, Hellmouth. Also, at the end of the episode, the girl is taken away by some men in black to a school full of invisible kids who seem to be being trained to be assassins, and then they never mention it again. Ever.
Yeah, they just kind of dropped that plot point there, that B plot.
I was wrong. They did mention it later, whenever in season 7, when the Hellmouth starts going crazy, and there's one girl that starts to turn invisible, and then... Buffy goes over to her. She's like, hey, shy girl. And the girl keeps, and then she just smacks the shit out of her. And she was just like, you can see me? And she's like, yes, people can see you. You're a person. Don't become invisible. Go away. So, and then number 4 for creepiest episodes, I chose Nightmares from season 1, episode 10. So I want you to think of your worst reoccurring nightmare. Now imagine it coming to life. And
No, thank you.
that's what happens in this episode, all because of a little boy named Billy who was in a coma because his baseball coach almost beat him to death for losing a game of Little League baseball.
His little league baseball coach.
This kid was maybe 11,
What an
and
ass.
oh my, and it's like it's so sad
Yeah.
because like you're a kid and like your coaches and your teachers and your parents are people that you look up to and they're supposed to be people that were protecting you, and this guy literally caught up with a kid after a game and beat him because he lost.
Beat him into a coma.
And then while Billy is in a coma, he somehow, because Hellmouth, his starts bringing everyone's nightmares to life. So like with the Scoobies, like Willow wound up having to be up on stage and she didn't know her lines or even that she was supposed to be in a play. Xander got chased by a clown from his what, like third birthday part, fourth,
I
seventh,
thought,
third grade
yeah.
birthday party? Yeah. Giles's biggest fear was Buffy dying, so she gets buried by the master, and then she comes back as a vampire, which was her biggest fear. And then, also her being the cause of her parents' divorce. So,
And her dad ends up being just like a major jerk, like
major
gets
dick.
in, like in, kind of the B plot, I guess, of that episode was her like building up so excited to hang out with her dad, and then he's just like, "No, it's your fault. We divorced. Like, let's stop pretending either of us want to do this." Like,
So sad.
awful.
So, I think I'm just gonna pick some other ones because my next three, it was normal again. Wait, did you talk about that one here or there?
Earlier,
Okay, I'm
so
so
you can
sorry
go
for
ahead.
I told you we So, my next one is normal again. It's season 6, episode 17, and so a demon's venom causes Buffy to hallucinate, and it convinces her that she is a normal girl in a mental institution, and that her parents are alive and together, and that Dawn never existed, and that her Slayer life is all a delusion. And this one scared me so bad because, she had this fantastical life, and it was something that no one else would ever have because she was the chosen one.
Yeah.
And then for it to just be an illusion, or like a hallucination, that was so scary. And you and I had been talking about episodes, and we had mentioned this one, and you had talked about how, it went from her getting attacked by the demon to seeing her basically fighting off war, like
Orderlies,
hospital,
yeah.
yeah, orderlies. As they're trying to give her a shot, and it's just those, and like at the end of the episode, they're like, you have to choose to get better here, and then she says goodbye to her
Yeah,
parents.
she just looks at her parents and just goes, "Goodbye," like really meek, and just,
It's
and the doctor shines a light in her eyes.
and it's there's no there's no going back from that. I mean, it's just, oy. So yeah, and then my next two, it was Killed by Death, season 2, episode 18. We've already talked about that one. And then Hush is season 4, episode 10. And the gentlemen come to town and steal everybody's ability to speak so that people can't scream while they cut out their
Yeah,
hearts.
like I don't know, I couldn't imagine, like it's almost reminiscent of like that fear of like, I don't know,
Sleep
you're going
paralysis.
sleep paralysis or you're going into surgery, and I forget what there's a specific term for it, but like when you're supposed to be under anesthesia, but you like wake up, but you're still paralyzed, basically, and you feel everything, but you
Oh God.
cannot yell out to the doctors, and that's like, and they have no idea, like, they have no idea that you're experiencing
Awake.
awake for the surgery kind of thing. Like, one of those things that low-key always wigs me out every time I've had to go under anesthesia for any type of surgery. It's just like, y'all better knock me out good.
Oh, I can think of another one that I could add in. I don't know what episode it is, but I do know that it's season 7, and it's same place, same time.
Mm.
So it's when Willow is coming back from her basically Giles Hogwartsing, or not Hogwartsing. Well, kind of. Okay, so basically Giles takes Willow away because she's the big bad in season 6. Yes.
Yeah.
And she's worried about seeing her friends. And then you see, like, this dual reality where Willow shows up at the bus station and there's nobody there. And she thinks that her friends don't want to see her anymore because she was the big bad. Whereas in the other reality, they are there. And, like, Xander has made a sign with a yellow crayon saying, "Welcome back," because that's how he talked her down from being the big bad.
Yeah.
And they're both there, but they're not, like, they're all there, but they're not. And then Willow gets abducted by a demon named Gnarl. And it's a skin flayer. And so it takes her to his lair, and he's, like, cutting off small chunks of her skin and eating it.
That one was just awful. Just strip, one strip at a time flays them.
Oh, my God. And so, like, they had found, like, they knew Willow was supposed to come back into town, and then she didn't. And then they find a body that had been flayed, which is how she killed Warden. And they were just like, fuck. So, it's, and this whole big rigmarole, and then they finally find her. But it's one of those, like, that, and he does this thing with his hands where he's like, I wish I had fake nails right now.
It's like salad fingers hands.
Oh, my God. His nails are so long, and he just, like, clicks them together all the time. No, thank you. I know, thank you very much. But, so yeah, I guess those are, I'll just say that those are my 5.
Nice.
Because we covered a lot of the same ones. But, yeah. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after processing. And welcome back from our slight processing time. It was a time we did things and stuffs.
We had some sips of twisted teas and water, and
because it's our birthday, and I'm gonna drink because I'm an adult.
We're a whole 3 years old.
So we're adults. I don't want no responsibilities anymore.
I don't like responsibilities. Who wants those?
I don't. Okay, so now we are going to do our top 5 favorite episodes. Amanda, it is your turn, so please tell me, friend.
Okay, so again, these are in no particular order, so I'm just going to jump in. My first one I've written down is season 4, episode 4 is Fear Itself.
No,
I loved this one because, one, it's a Halloween episode, which I think they only had like 3 of throughout the whole series because, you know, they don't want a cliche Buffy the Vampire Slayer with Halloween.
Well, also, they have a canonical reason for why they don't have more Halloween episodes, and it's because they mentioned in one of them that that is the night that the baddies are supposed to take the night off. Like, that's a holiday for them.
Yeah. Which, again, I like this episode because that's basically what they're doing. They're going to, like a frat boy, like, kind of party. Like, a college party. Featuring Anya dressed as a bunny, which is her most feared thing, which is adorable.
So cute.
I love that. But there's this demon in the episode, and there's a whole build up to like how scary this demon is and how terrifying, and like everybody's kind of worst fear kind of things are like panning out. Like Oz, like he's trying not to, even though it's not a full moon, trying not to turn into a werewolf in the middle of this party.
Yeah.
Don't, like, I want to say, like, the party goers turn into, like, zombies or something similar. Like, they're basically in, like, a haunted house at this point. Like,
yeah, well, it was set up to be a haunted frat house.
Yeah.
And then they had Witten picked up a witch book or, like, you know, a spell book from probably the magic box. And they saw this cool-looking design, so they just put it on the floor and being stupid college kids messing around with shit they don't understand. And then Oz was helping set up the sound system, cut his finger on something, and got blood on it.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I love that one because of the whole build-up to this demon. And then the demon ends up being this, like, teeny tiny little thing. Like, yeah, like Willow, I think, even calls, like, cute. Buffy squashes it with her shoe to kill the demon. Like, it's just so and good.
Giles is like, don't taunt the demon. Why can't it hurt me? No, it's just tacky.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I mean, no, it can't hurt you. Look at him, but, like, it's tacky.
Yeah, it's like, we have better class than that.
So, my next one I have on the list is Once More with Feeling, which is a musical episode, which most people hate them. They call them cliche, but, like, at the time, this was, like, one of the first, if not, like, the first, right?
It was the first time I had ever seen a musical episode of a TV show that was not musically based.
Yeah, that was not a musical, right? Like, it wasn't the cliche, like, now every show, like, has a musical episode.
I think Grey's Anatomy had one.
But, like, I love it because, like, you've got the demon possessing the town or whatever, causing everyone to sing and dance themselves to death, basically. Like, it's funny at first, but then it gets, like, creepy because you're like, oh, like...
people are combusting.
Yeah, people are
like, they're catching on fire.
They're telling their, like, darkest secrets, like, innermost thoughts. Gotta say, my favorite song from it is Spike's song, of course, the Let Me Rest in Peace. I just love it when he starts singing and the look on his face is just like, damn it.
And he is, like, so mad.
He's so mad that he's about to sing basically his feelings to Buffy and, like, tries to get Buffy to leave before he starts singing. He sings his whole spiel and then Buffy... like, the whole song, he's like, let me rest in peace, like, leave me alone, like, blah, blah, blah. Buffy runs off at the end, and he pops up out of this grave that they fell into, where she dramatically fell on top of him. And he's just like, what, so you're not staying then? Is mad that she ran off after he just, like, spent the entire song, like, basically being like, GTFO.
It's like, if you're not gonna reciprocate, then go.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
And then he was like, wait, no, I didn't mean it.
But, like, I do love the lines in that song, too, not to just go off on a Spike Fest, but, like,
oh, I will go off on Spike Fest with you.
It was just an all-around good episode.
Never mind. I'll get to that whenever I cover mine, because it's also on my favorite list.
Perfect. So, well, I'll jump into my next one, which you have already touched on, Season 6, Episode 17's Normal Again. Just, it's one of my favorites just because it was, I don't know, it was different. Like, plays on the trope of, was it real at all? Like,
it's like,
you know, you went over Buffy being institutionalized basically as, like, a normal girl. I love that first scene, like, was just well done with the vampire or whatever that jumps out and attacks her, and this, like, Wolverine, like, claw kind of jumps out and it's going to, like, stab her in the arm, which then it cuts to her in a corner, you know, getting a shot from the orderlies because she's, like, freaking out.
Isn't she, like, going, no, please, no?
Yeah, she's, like,
begging.
Yeah, like, she doesn't want the tranquilizer shot, or whatever shot it was. I'm assuming it was a tranquilizer. But yeah, it's just, it's a harrowing episode. It's just, it's different. I
mean, if you've been around anyone that has a mental disability or anyone that has, like, a mental illness and seeing what that does to them and seeing, like, knowing that they're there with you, but their reality is different than yours,
mm-hmm.
and not being able to, like, pull them back to your reality or to even join them in theirs, it's hard.
Yeah.
And, like, to see Joyce again.
Yeah. To see Joyce again and, like, no offense to Dawn, she wasn't my favorite character, but, like, when she gets, either. Like,
she gets noped.
Really liked Dawn, but she gets mad because, like, in, you know, the Sunnydale reality, she gets mad at Buffy and is like, I'm not even there, am I? Like, and it's like, of course you're not. You literally were manifested from, like, a ball of energy. You weren't, like, a real person. But, like so of course you're not there. Either. But you kind of forget that because you have, like, fake memories. But whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just a good one. The next one I chose was Season 4's Episode 9, Something Blue. Straight up because it's a Spike-heavy episode and it caters to the Spike and Buffy, like, before ships was a thing. Like, it caters to that. It's hilarious. Technically, it's kind of a Willow episode, but because of Willow casting a spell and doing the spell wrong, it causes everything she says to come true. So she makes, like, a passing comment of, like, well, why don't they just get married? Which causes Buffy and Spike to become obsessed. Spike immediately proposes. She's like, great news, we're getting married. And they spend the entire episode just, like, making out. Just, and it kind of foreshadows their future, her future, like, romance with Spike. But, like,
dreams making out with James Masters.
Yes.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. I love that episode. And I don't know, we get to see just more Spike because he was just, you know, like, the comic relief a lot of times, which is his one-liners and stuff. Like, I love it. At the beginning, he's, like, shackled up in a bathtub and he's mad because they're giving him lukewarm pig's blood out of a novelty mug, he says, drinking it through a little straw. Like,
and, like, Buffy taunting him. She's like, oh, yeah. Look at my dear innocent neck. And he was like,
so nubile and soft.
Giles!
And he's so mad.
And she was like, what is he gonna do? Scold me to death?
Yes.
Glare me to death?
Yeah, so, like, that episode, I'm biased. I just picked it because it's just...
Well, it's your favorite, so you're allowed to. Your favorite.
Yes, I'm
so
allowed you could to be biased because it's my favorite, and I just love it because it's just so funny, and they're just, like, so into each other, and it's just hilarious. And I love Willow's just, well, why don't you just get married?
Which is such, like, a 90s thing.
It is. It was very perfect,
like,
for the time.
If you like it so much, why don't you just marry it? And then it's like, on the invitations, do you want to be William the Bloody or Spike? And it's like, what about your name? What's wrong with Buffy? That's right. What's wrong with Buffy?
Yeah.
Poor Giles.
I love that. That's right.
It is a good episode. That was a Thanksgiving episode, which was, like, the first and only Thanksgiving. Because that's also where we get, it's like a ritual sacrifice with pie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget that that's, like, a Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, I post it every year. Oh, it's my favorite thing about Thanksgiving.
So, my fifth one, I'll just jump to it, is Season 2, Episode 14's Innocence. Mm. Now, Angel was never my favorite character, like... I know he had some character development, but he just, like, he didn't have that personality to me that I just, like, loved. And he also didn't have, you know, the, like, cut eyebrow with the Billy Idol hair, like, and the leather duster, like.
He wasn't bad enough for you?
No, he wasn't.
What about later, like, whenever he's rocking the leather pants? Did that do it for you?
It didn't. He wasn't alternative enough for me, even with the leather pants.
Even with the leather pants, he looked like he was going to go play football.
Yes.
I love you, David Boreanaz, please.
But, like...
Don't think I don't. I do.
The writing in it was, like, just... It was well done the way they did it, because, like, it's Buffy giving up her innocence or whatever, her virginity to Angel, because they're so in love. But then, when that happens, Angel turns into this hellish, you know, his alter ego.
And jealous.
Thank you. Why does my brain not want to pronounce Angelus? It's because he wasn't my favorite character. That's why. My brain is refusing to remember how to say it. He turns into Angelus due to the whole, like, once he finds true happiness thing, his soul, like, leaves his body. It goes away. So he did, and they did the deed, and he was so happy because they're in love, and soul was gone, and he was born, reborn, and then gets creepy.
He do. Later. Well, it's...
Leaving pictures of her sleeping on pillows.
killing Willow's like fish. That.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not from Innocence, but it does have to do with Angelus. I will never forgive Joss Whedon for Passion. Like, what he did to Ginny.
Yeah.
And then what he did to Giles. So, like, later on, Angelus kills Ginny, who was Giles' girlfriend, because she was from the Gypsy clan that had originally cursed him, and she was about to curse him again. And so he kills her, and then puts her in Giles' bed.
Yep.
I will never, ever forgive him.
And, like, the way he put her in the bed, it's not only that he put her there. He, like, put roses down, lit candles, made Giles think that she had set that up as, like, they were going to have a romantic night. And he walks in to find her body with her neck snapped, like... Ugh.
I just jumped to one of the things I'm going to talk about later. But...
Well, that's it for my top five favorite episodes, so I'll let you jump into yours.
Okay, so similar to the last one, I did put mine in order from ones that I liked the least. I mean, not least, but, you know, like, I did my five through one.
Yes, yes.
So my number five is Double Gangland, which is season 3, episode 16. And in this episode, Willow helps Anya, who is a new girl at school. So it's like right after Anya showed up, and I love her. She asked Willow to help her perform a spell to find a lost necklace. And Willow, being a baby witch, does not realize that Anya is actually opening a portal to an alternative universe where her necklace, that gave her her demon powers, by the way, had been smashed. They weren't able to get the necklace, but Vampire Willow does come through to Sunnydale and wreaks havoc. And two of my favorite lines come from this episode. Like, one is where Vampire Willow just goes, "Bored now."
Bored now.
And it's one of my favorite things. And I do say it a lot, actually. Like, I'll just tilt my head to the side, do the big eyes, and "Bored now." And then my second favorite one is when Human Willow is wearing Vampire Willow's clothes. And she's wearing a corset, and she looks down, and she just goes, "Look at those!" And, like...
I love it.
I did that this past weekend. Like, I went to a Roaring Twenties party with work, and I wore a corset in the first time for, like, over a decade. And the last time I wore one, I was still an A-cup, and I'm definitely not an A-cup now. But, So I was wearing, like, a flapper dress, and I had the corset on underneath it, and anytime I sat down, my boobs just went, "Whoop, hello." And so, like, it was the first time I had sat down that afternoon. I sat down, and I was like, "Look at those." And then I was like, "It's a Willow quote." But no one knew it was a Willow quote.
That reminds me that I really want to go to a Roaring, that's R-A-W-R, Roaring 20s party. XD, where we all dress as our former emo, angsty MySpace people phases, and we all listen to, like, ska and, like, shitty punk and, like,
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance. We blast teenagers. Like, oh, I want to go to that party.
Okay. I mean, I do own a corset now, and that was the height of my corset times beforehand, was in my emo phase, so...
I'm going to have to do my Alice in Twilight vest because that was, like, my look.
Let's do this. So, number four is The Pack, which is from season 1, episode 6. And after a trip to the zoo, Xander and a group of, well, school bullies, they get possessed by the spirits of some really mean hyenas and start exhibiting some strange behaviors. They eat a pig, and then while Xander is locked up and unconscious in the library, the rest of the group eats their principal. So it's before Snyder was the principal. There was another principal. Okay.
See, that's one I don't really remember for some reason.
I mean, it was episode 6. It was way in the beginning, but it was... So the zookeeper was the one that had, like, shipped in these hyenas because he wanted to take in their spirits and blah, 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 blah. And... they wind up possessing Xander and, like, four other kids. And whenever they go back to the zoo to be like, hey, what the fuck's going on? He was like, oh my gosh, let me do this ritual to, like, get them out of him. And the guy, of course, he attacks Willow. He knocks out Giles, which happens so often that I... It's just...
Poor Giles.
But, like, and then Xander, like, aggressively hits on Buffy and is, like, a little rapey?
No.
Like, I did not like that, but she does kick his ass and put him in the library, in the cage. But it's also, I like the episode because it, so for basically episode one, they let everybody know that Willow has a thing for Xander. And he knows it. And he tries to use it against her, and I love it because Willow's like, I know what you're doing, and fucking stop it.
Yeah. She's like, I don't like it.
Yeah. And it's just a really fun episode. I enjoy it. And also, it was one of the first times I'm like, Xander's kind of hot.
Xander doesn't really get enough love, I feel like. Because it's always people between, like, Angel and Spike. And people just kind of, like, forget about Xander. I feel like there's a small subgroup of, like, Team Giles people. But, like,
oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Giles. But I'm just, like, you know, Xander is a pretty good slab of man meat. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
I'm just saying, Xander's really funny, and he's cute, and I have some fun facts about Xander later on. But, so, my third one, I do a complete 180 here. I decided on The Body from season 5, episode 16.
I almost chose that. Almost put that on my list.
Oh, it's so... so good. So, unlike most of my favorite Buffy episodes, this one is not funny. In the episode, Buffy comes home to find her mother's body on the couch, and it's heartbreaking and it's solemn. And Joyce was everybody's mom. I mean, she made hot cocoa for Spike when he had had a bad day one time, and she was generally just a good person. And unlike other deaths in the show, hers was from natural causes. She had a brain aneurysm. So there's no foe to fight. There's no curse to lift.
It's nothing to bring her back.
It's just life. And throughout the whole episode, there is practically no music, and it takes you out of what's happening, and it's heavy, and it's brilliantly directed. And it's, I'm sure everybody has lost somebody close to them. And, you know, there's this great scene with Anya, who up until this point, you know, she had never had to deal with that. She had been a demon for centuries. And so, you know, if you die, you just get back in your body and it's whatever. And she has this whole scene where she breaks down in the girls' dorm room because Xander's upset and he's upset and he punches through the wall and she's talking about it. And she was like, you know, I was brushing my hair and I thought that Joyce would never brush her hair again. And I was having fruit punch. And then I thought, well, Joyce will never, ever have fruit punch again. And you know, it's mortal and it's human and I don't understand it. And why can't she just get back in her body and nobody's telling me what's going on? And it's the whole thing is, and it's just, it's so sad. It was so sudden. Because the episode before that, you know, she had had surgery and she was feeling better and...
Yeah.
And then she's just gone.
And then, like, I still... One part that's... A couple parts that stick out to me is, like, one, what Anya says to them in the morgue. She's, you know, still doing her best to try to understand and, like, just... She just wants to help and just wants to comfort them, even though she doesn't fully understand. And she says to Buffy, I wish Joyce hadn't died. And, you know, she was a demon. She used to, like, grant wishes and stuff. So that meant a lot coming from her. And Buffy just goes, thank you, Anya, after, like, a minute of silence. And then the scene when the paramedics are in there trying to bring her back. And it, I, like, shed a tear at that part because, you know, the first when they're trying to bring her back, Joyce breathes and it goes through this whole little montage of Buffy got here just in time, she's in the hospital, and then it snaps back to Buffy's reality where she's just standing there staring at her mom, and the paramedic's like, she's cold, man, like talking to the other paramedic.
Which I did not like that part.
Yeah.
But moving on before I get sad.
Yeah, because that's it's such a sad.
It's so
sad one, but it's so well done. Just the so note, the not having the music playing, so you're not like told how to feel. And they did the like handy cam a lot in a lot of like one shot scenes, yep. So it felt more you're there, like feeling all of that with them.
He also did something that in like. I think we've mentioned this before. I'm going to school for film, but it's called the long shot, mm-hmm. where, you know, normally you would have a cut scene where it's like, oh, we're out in the hallway, and then the doctor says you can come in, and then you cut to her next to the body. They don't do that. They actually follow her in through the room as she's walking up. Yeah. And it's beautifully filmed, but definitely to have some tissues if you're gonna watch it.
yeah maybe follow it up with like once more with feeling after you, or something.
I'm getting there. You slow your horses. You've already stole my thunder on this.
So sorry.
So now my number two is Chosen, which is season 7 episode 22, and this is the last episode of the series where we see the Scoobies take the fight to the First, which is the first evil. It's like the biggest bad they've ever had to go up against. And by some major mojo work by Willow, she is able to awaken every potential Slayer. Every girl that could be a Slayer becomes a Slayer. And it's a great way to end the series because it's empowering everybody watching it. You know, it's saying like, you know, this could be you. You just have to do it.
Yeah, you have the power.
And it still gives me chills whenever I watch it. And it, not only that, but it also, you know, it allows Buffy to lead a normal life now that she's not the only chosen one. Like, there is literally an army of Slayers now.
Yeah. And so it's not just all on her.
Exactly. She can go off and she can live a normal life. And even if she does decide to go be with Dracula, which is stupid. Just saying. But which is something that happens in Angel. But anyway, my number one favorite episode is Once More with Feeling.
As it should be.
Season 6, episode 7. So this is the musical episode, which I know sounds campy, but I fucking love musicals. So this episode makes me so, so, so happy. So in the episode, everyone keeps randomly breaking out in song and dance, sharing their darkest secrets. Spike serenades Buffy. Xander and Anya share their fears about their upcoming marriage. Giles and Tara come to the conclusions that they both have to leave. And there's a lot going on. And the biggest kicker is during the episode's climax, when the Scoobies find out that they didn't rescue Buffy from a hell dimension when they brought her back to life, but had actually dragged her out of heaven where she was with her mom.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there at the end, there is a Spuffy kiss. And it is not just a little peck. They, like, really go at it.
We love that.
Oh, yeah, we do. But it's... Musicals make me, like, irrationally happy. So the fact that there was a Spuffy... like, well, not just Spuffy. But the fact that there was, you know, a musical Buffy. Which yeah, I think was... I think that might have been Theo's first episode that he ever saw. And I was like, the rest of the show is not like this. I just want you to see this.
It was just like the best of both worlds, like musicals and Buffy. And again, mm-hmm. that wasn't a thing that had really been done. At least, like you said, it's not something either of us had seen until we watched that episode and we're like, whoa.
It's like, excuse so different. Me? And not only that, but like, I think, I don't know if we had already talked about this or if I'm about to talk about it. I don't know. The parallel universes are kind of weird right now, but like the very beginning of it was different. Did we talk about this? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, like the very beginning of it was like it had like a different opening score.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, it started off like it had this 1950s vibe to the beginning of it, and then the ending, like little arg, he was different.
I love that. The little Gert Arg vanity card. It's my favorite.
He's so cute. Like, I always waited till the very end just to see him, and I'm like, I know.
My mom and I would too.
Good. I'm glad I'm not alone. I love your. I just love your mom.
Me too.
In general. All right, so we are done with that, and so we're just gonna go pretty quick. We're gonna do top five villains. I didn't put a lot of notes in behind mine because I thought we could just discuss who they are.
Yeah.
And I did rank mine from like who fucked with Buffy the most to like least. So tell me yours, friend.
Okay, so I'll start with this one only because it's a little different. But I actually put Willow from season 6, episode 20, Villains. Even though she's not necessarily a villain because, I mean, like, I can totally see why she, like, went evil, like, obviously. But, like, the scene with her in the woods with Warren, and she literally flays all of his skin off at once and obliterates him in a burst of flames was terrifying. It's a scene I've never forgot about. I had nightmares about it a couple times, like, just skin being flayed. And after she does that, like, or just before she flays his skin, she literally cocks her head to the side and says, "Bored now!" Just like doppelganger, vampire, Willow, which I love.
Was that one? Dark Willow's my number one.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, and into season 6, episode 21 and 22. Like, she just did such an amazing job.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Just such a dark version of her character, and we're used to seeing the goofy, like, shy, like...
It's like, I'm friendly, I'm happy. Oh my god, I just described a dog.
Yeah. Yes. And then she's just like, no, bitch, I'm gonna avenge her death, Tara's death. Like, I hate you.
Tara would not have wanted that.
Yeah. And which, yeah, they were trying to be like, we don't kill humans. Like, it's not right. You know, like, her friends trying to.
But yeah. And, like, right before she flays Warren, you know, she saves Buffy. She goes into the surgery and she just, like, pulls the bullet out. She's like, she's fine now.
And she, but it's sad though when she looks at the bullet and just goes, "It's so tiny."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yeah, obviously we had to put Willow in there. I'm glad you agreed with me on that one.
She's my number one dark one because I feel like that it fucked with me the most.
Yeah. Like, I've never forgotten it. Like, I don't know, just the black hair and the black eyes, and she's the
veins.
Yeah, the veins, and again, just. I don't know, it stuck out in my mind whenever she goes, "Bored now."
Yeah.
I'm like, but wait a minute.
It's like, no. And then you have to think, would Willow have ever said that if she had never met her doppelganger?
Exactly. Hmm. Interesting. Right. Yeah. So I put Gnarl on there, also from season 7's episode, same time, same place. Because literally, it's just disgusting. And, like, he's terrifying. And, like, we talked about the salad fingernails. He pulls strips of skin one at a time. The person's paralyzed. Just...
Mm. Yep.
Next, I put season 4, episode 10's The Gentlemen. Again, I know The Gentlemen are overrated, but, like... The mofos are scary as fuck. Yeah, they glide across the floor, for one, all silent and stiff. They have creepy smiles and the weird little golf clap they do. They steal people's voices so they can't scream while they're cutting out their hearts. Like, it's just terrifying. Like, I don't care how overrated people say that episode and those characters are, but, like, they're still, like...
Yeah.
You don't forget about The Gentlemen.
No, you don't.
Next, I did season 2's episode 18's Killed by Death, the Der Kindestad, which we've talked about already, but yeah, he drains the life from kids, and like, it's worse because he did it to sick kids in hospitals, kids dying from fevers, so that way he wouldn't be found out, I guess. Mm-hmm. Nobody else could see him except the kids with the very high fevers, so it looked like they just died of a fever, like...
And the whole thing is that they had to be scared of him for him to be able to eat them, and so that's why he had to wait for them to have a fever to see him.
Yes.
Because otherwise, it wouldn't have happened.
Exactly, because, I mean, they wouldn't be having those, like, I don't know, like, fever dreams, man. Those are scary.
As we saw in our last episode.
Exactly. We talked all about that in our last episode.
Who else you got?
And then the last one I put, The Ugly Man, just from season 1, episode 10, Nightmares, which we also already talked about, but, like, he looks creepy, but, like, what's more scary is that he's just the manifestation of an abused kid's, like, coma nightmare, because he's the manifestation of his terrible little league coach. Why did you go black screen?
Mine did that, too. It's because we haven't touched it in a while.
Okay. Well, it's okay. It's still recording. We're good.
But, Are you ready for mine?
Yes, I'm ready for yours.
All right. So, number 5, I put Faith / the Mayor from season 1? 2? When did they blow up the school? 2.
Yeah.
3?
2, I think. I don't remember.
Basically, if you haven't watched the show, why are you still listening to us? Go watch the show, because otherwise we're spoiling everything. But Faith was another Slayer. And she wound up turning bad, and the mayor, one of my favorite lines Xander ever said was like, "Do you guys ever just miss the mayor? I just want to be a big snake." But, you know, they tried to take Angel away from Buffy, and, like, Buffy tried to kill Faith. Like, she fucking stabbed her. She was in coma for years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went with Faith and the Mayor for number 5. Number 4, I have Angelus.
Also a good choice.
Because that was her first love. And, like, Joss Whedon actually said in an interview that the reason, he wanted to basically portray real life with that. So, you know, Buffy and Angel have sex, and then Angel changed afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And became horrible, because that happens a lot, which is why you really should, you know, think about who you're sleeping with.
Yep.
That goes for guys and girls, and just, I think a major rule of thumb is just don't fuck crazy.
Yep.
Yep. But, you know, like, Angel and Jealous, not Angel, his whole thing is that he was still obsessed with Buffy, but it wasn't like how Angel was, where he wanted to protect her and take care of her. He wanted to drive her crazy and to destroy her from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to hurt her
emotionally, which is what he did to Drusilla. Mm-hmm. Like, he drove Drusilla, like, Drusilla was having visions, and then he killed all of her family, drove her crazy, and then she, like, tried to get away from him by going and joining a covenant, and he waited till the day of her coronation and then slaughtered everybody before turning her into a vampire. And Angelus is fucked up. So, number 3, I chose Warren, because he is the first time that we see a human on par with demons.
That was a good choice, too. I know I've said that about the other two, but I didn't even consider Warren.
Well, he killed Tara.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it was one of those, his whole thing was that he felt overlooked, and he basically just had little dick energy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he was on par with demons, and he was a human, and he was horrible, and he killed his ex-girlfriend and then framed Buffy for it.
And let's not even get into the whole robots thing.
Yeah, the whole robot thing. The Buffy bot.
Both of the robots. Just weird, man.
It really was.
I kind of loved the Buffy bot, though, later when they, like, reused Buffy bot to be, like, a decoy.
How is your money?
Yeah, yes, all of that.
Good. Thank you for asking.
How is your money?
Number 2, I picked the first / Caleb. And Caleb was also a human that was fucked up. Do you remember Caleb? It was played by Nathan Fillion.
Yes, I remember Caleb.
Okay, I was about to say, I love Nathan Fillion because he's funny and goofy, but when he decides to play, like, a fucking creepy character, he nails it. And I didn't like that very much. So, but yeah. So but there was
Yeah, I don't know, just like, I don't know, the humans almost were better, like, I don't know, better villains sometimes than the monsters and the demons, because it's like, wait, but you're a human
We
and you're capable of
expect,
being this terrible.
exactly, we expect the demons to be horrible and to eat kittens and play kitten poker. But
Yeah.
when it's a human, it's like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
And then my number one was Dark Willow. And we've already talked about that.
Yes,
So.
and just yes, we Dark Willow was great, even though I guess technically, I don't know. Technically, I guess she wouldn't be a villain because literally she was just avenging Tara's
No, because
death,
she
but
tried to
like,
kill everybody. Because
yeah, that
that
is
was the whole thing
true.
with Xander, like, because she
That is
resurrected
true.
whatever that thing was that was going to kill everybody, and then Xander had to meet her on the top of that cliff, and he was like, "No, if you're going to kill everybody, you're going to start with me because I love you." And
Yeah.
she was like, "Stop saying it." And he was like, "I love you." And that's eventually what broke her, was that there was still somebody in this world that loved her. But I mean, if Xander hadn't gotten there, what would have happened? I mean, she could try to get rid of Dawn, which, yes, Dawn is not everybody's favorite character. She was not my favorite
But
character.
I mean, we don't want her senselessly murdered, but
Well, I mean, technically, she wouldn't be murdering her. She just would have just turned her back into a ball of
yeah,
energy.
that's true.
But yeah, it's just no, thank you. No, thank you very much. But anyway, that's my top five. And I'm ready to go on to fun facts.
All right.
Let's
Do
wrap this up. I'm
you want to
hungry.
start with a fun fact?
Yes.
Okay, you
Okay.
start.
Tara and Willow's relationship made TV history.
They also weren't really allowed to kiss, like.
They weren't, but they used a lot of magic and magic rituals as metaphors for their relationship.
Yes.
Like during The Gentlemen. Or like during Hush, whenever the gentlemen were coming, and they were trying to like bunker down in what looked like a snack machine room, and they couldn't move the machine by themselves, like physically or with their magic, but whenever they joined hands, it like threw it against the wall. That was a metaphor for their first kiss.
For their, yeah. Which they did share an on-screen kiss, but.
They did. I mean, they technically even had, and once more than feeling.
Yeah, that's true.
Tara went down.
Yeah.
But,
But
all right,
yeah,
tell me.
made history.
Yep. Tell me one of yours.
So this is more of a behind the scenes thing, but Giles was the first role cast for the TV show.
It was. So, yeah, basically, as soon as Whedon saw him, he was like, "That's Giles."
And this kind of goes along with it, but like Charisma Carpenter, Cordelia was originally slated to be Buffy, and Buffy originally was auditioned for the role of Cordelia because she was like, I don't want to be like a star or whatever. But
Yeah.
they ended up like the producers or whatever had them swap roles basically. And it ended up great. Like I
Yeah.
couldn't picture it the other way around, really.
Nope. To go along with that, Charisma Carpenter actually had already played kind of a bitchy high school teenager in another show.
Okay.
And so whenever they're like, "They want you to play Cordelia," she was like, "Well, I don't really want to get typecast." And her manager was like, "No one knows who you are."
Good
And
point.
she was like, "Oh, okay, fuck, never mind."
She's like, you have a point, I guess.
Ryan Reynolds was almost Xander.
Really?
Really? So, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, before Blade Trilogy was a thing, was almost Xander Harris, but they thought that he was too cool for the role.
So, do you know why they had the vampires turn to dust after they were staked?
So that way they wouldn't have to explain why there were so many bodies around.
Yeah, they wouldn't have 15 minutes of the Scooby Gang just like moving
Hiding
dead
bodies.
vampires and hiding them. So he was like, "We'll just make them into dust."
Yep.
And they also used like real prosthetics for the vamps, which of course it was, the 90s, so CGI wasn't like super available, but like I just, as a person who's super into special effects, I always love seeing practical effects used on screen.
So, not only that, but also it took 1 hour and 20 minutes to apply them.
And, like, that's a lot of time considering how many times we see vampires and the vampire, like, faces when they transform. And he said, though, that he wanted to do that specifically because other iterations of vampires, they looked super, like, too human. They were just, like, pale with fangs. And it was, like, he said something along the lines of he didn't want it to come off as too dark with this teenage girl just, like, staking human-like people. So he wanted the prosthetics to make them look more monstrous. And I don't know. I loved it. I thought it turned out good because it kind of did the bat nose forehead kind of looking thing in a way.
Let's see. The series was supposed to end after season 5.
Oh, yeah.
When Buffy sacrificed herself to save Dawn. It was supposed to end there with her dying.
I'm so glad it didn't end there. I am too. I was so mad. No offense, Dawn, again, but I was pissed.
So upset.
Like, I remember, like, so me and my mom watched this show, like, together, like, for the first time. We borrowed it from my uncle because he had all the seasons on DVD. So we watched it after it was out. We didn't really watch it when, well, maybe she saw some of it when it aired. I didn't. But we watched it together when it was out, and we were both like, she's not even real! Why did you sacrifice yourself?
Because she was real. Like, they made her of her blood.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But still.
So James Masters, who played Spike, isn't British. He is actually from California and auditioned with a Texas accent.
Oh, I would love to see that audition tape. That's hilarious.
No, the producers decided against it and they wanted him to be British. And then Anthony Head was his dialect coach. And nice. He did an amazing job because I was heartbroken when I found out the truth. I really thought he was British, and well, I was all about it.
He did a good job. Like,
he did so good.
Really good. And sorry, did you know that British people, if you don't agree, but, like, to us, he did a good job.
And did you know that Anthony Head does not actually have, like, a posh British accent? He's actually more Cockney.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm like, but he's Giles.
So, I have another one, which was that Sarah Michelle Gellar actually had a few problems with the dialogue. Like, so, we'll talk in a minute, probably more in depth, about how the show was famous for its Buffy speak, which was partially inspired by a California Valley Girl kind of talk, and how Whedon and the other writers spoke. But for Sarah Michelle Gellar, the dialogue...
From New York.
Yeah, was sometimes an issue. Yeah, because she was from New York, and, she said, she's quoted as saying, Josh has his own sort of language that's difficult for us mere mortals to understand. I grew up in New York. We didn't have Valley Girls. And constantly I'm asking him, what does this mean? I'm not quite sure. She said, there's a funny story about my audition where the first line is, what's the sitch? And there I go walking in. And my first question was, what does this mean? No idea it meant situation. Talk about blowing a job instantly. Because she just was not used to that at all.
Well, before being cast as Buffy, Sarah Michelle Gellar was up for the lead role in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I love Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I do too.
And the animated series.
Dark. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, love the new one.
Yes.
I'm behind. I've only seen, like, the first season of the new one, but, like, it's good.
It is. Did you know that Sarah and Allison appeared in all 144 episodes and that Nicholas only missed one?
I didn't know that, actually. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That they were in every single episode.
So there was one episode that it looked like Sarah wasn't going to be able to be in because, she was guest spotting on Saturday Night Live. And so they had her come in for a little bit. And then they turned her into a rat. If you remember that episode.
Oh, yep, yep.
That's why they have the rat episode, is because she was on Saturday Night Live.
So technically she was still in it.
Yeah.
She was just a rat.
Yeah.
Do you have any more fun facts? Because that was my list. That's all the fun facts I have.
The last one I have is that there are college courses that you can take on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That is just so interesting to me.
It is. I mean, it's one of those, I would crush that so bad. Like, I would have a instant master's a. degree. Oh, yeah. And, like, if anybody tried to argue with me, I'm like, fight me. Just fight me. That's it.
Fight me.
Yep.
I got this.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that is my last fun fact. And, guys, we have an announcement. And we waited till the very end to tell you. Amanda, do you want to tell them? Or do you want me to tell them?
We are going to be taking a scheduled break, a little hiatus, not for too long. Do you want to tell them how long?
So, this is the first ever scheduled break. We have disappeared for a few months, several times.
But and unintentionally.
So, yes, but this one's intentional. We're going to give ourselves a little vacay from doing this and hopefully get some awesome stuff in the works. But this is our last episode until July 3rd. So, happy Mother's Day.
We may still be a little active, though, on our socials when we're feeling it. We've got, you know, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram world. We also have started a TikTok. So, if you're into TikTok.
I started a TikTok, and I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's just because I wanted to watch our TikToks, because Manda's in charge of that.
And I am having a lot of fun over there, so if you guys want to come join us and follow us over there, we would love that.
So, we are also probably going to be a little bit more active on our Patreon. I do believe I have promised to tell the story of the summer that I was technically homeless.
Yes.
So, I am planning on doing that during our break. So if you guys wanted to go do that, you could go and find us at Patreon/NightmareTownPodcast.
And while we are taking our break, if you have any stories you would like to share, we would absolutely love to read them. You can remain anonymous if you'd like, but just submit them on any of our socials, on our website. So that way, whenever we come back from our break, we can have some more tales from the Neighborhood Watch, because I love reading them. I love hearing them. If you want us to record them, just tell us some stories, you know?
Yeah. And also, if you have ideas for the hat or not hat, depending on how vaccinations go.
Yes.
You can go ahead and hit us up at nightmaretown18@gmail.com over on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon, TikTok, all at nightmaretown18.
Also, if you're on any of our socials, you may have noticed, but we have a link tree now, so it's Linktree/Nightmare Town, and that is just, you click the link and it's going to pull up where you can find us on literally everything, all of our socials, all of our links, all in one place. So all you have to do is click and be taken to wherever you'd like to follow us at,
which is amazeballs, and Manda did that.
I've had some free time lately.
But guys, this is our birthday episode, and this is our last one until July, so.
Until next time.
Tell us a story. Bye. Bye. We love you.
We'll see you soon.